So I shall give you what I think that needs to be spoken today.
所以呢，我所要给的呢，主要分享的就是我认为今天必须要说的。
And I don't want to steal the time that the Holy Spirit himself wants to minister among us.
所以我也不愿意偷取神的圣灵的时间，他想要在我们当中来服侍我们。
Many times, we make the things of God too common.
有时候呢，我们把神的事情看作是太平凡。
We are able to just explain it away, but that's not what the Lord wants now.
我们呢就自己想办法把它解释一下就过去了，但这不是神要。
That's why sometimes in the church, when the Lord's Holy Spirit is flowing, very little is actually being captured of them. But the speaker drowned it with a lot of other things, which is not very important.
所以很多时候呢，在教会讲道的时候呢，讲员包括了很多很多的东西，但是其实圣灵要我们领受的那个精华，有时候是
怎样 ？You know that? Talk about humility.
说到谦卑
，the most humble one, really, one of the humble one besides Jesus, the Holy Spirit.
就是说，除了主耶稣，那圣灵就是最谦卑的。
You know, he's just such a good God that he continued to do things with no respect, no honor to him.
就圣灵呢，他是神，他是不断的做事，但他从来都没有要想自己，然后也大家也就是没有特别的尊荣他。
Never even did we sometimes give the credit where credit is due to him.
所以很多时候呢，是应该要归这个荣耀给他，归这个功劳给他，可是人都没有这样做。
And I think he doesn't mind.
我觉得他不在意
，because he's so assured the Holy Spirit of God is so assured of his identity and his divineness that he doesn't need to fight with anyone.
然后他是这么的有确据，知道他自己的神圣的神性是什么，所以他不需要跟人家争什么。
So if you allow me today, I want to tell you the relationship between Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit today.
如果大家许可，我今天要讲的特别强调就是主耶稣基督跟圣灵的关系。
So I hope that you are all hearts to hear that wonderful, precious relationship.
所以希望你们今天全心的就要来好好听这个美好的关系。
And how the Father too was drawn in into this great relationship between Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
而圣父是怎么也在这样子美好的关系里面，在圣子和圣灵之间。
And indeed, that the Father the Lord, Father the God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, there's no division.No, nothing about them. There's no nothing. It's that they can say to you, they are one.
就说的确，圣父、圣子、圣灵之间是没有，他们是不分离的，他们是三而一的。
You know, maybe those who still don't understand the Trinity, the work of the Trinity, you have to get the meaning and the understanding so that you appreciate that you bow your heads before a God about the Trinity.
所以如果还不明白这三一的这关系呢，那我们真的是要确实要来到他面前谦卑的
and want to learn, want to understand
来愿意来学习明白
because if you do not understand you will not appreciate and if you do not appreciate you will not honor or praise that praise and honor is due
如果你不明白你就很难能够来欣赏感谢他们这样子的
Sorry, I skipped a part of my message. I'll be back.
Okay.
So let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, I thank you.
主啊，我谢谢你。
In a very little way,
在很少的方面。
In my human mind,
在我们人类的脑子里。
I can only tell.
我们只能这样说。
What is the precious, precious, precious relationship between you, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣基督和圣灵之间这么宝贵宝贵关系。
Let me help me, Lord.
帮助我。
Enable me to speak.
使得我能说。
And let my words be few.
让我的言语稀少。
But my understanding be great.
但是这个明白是很大。
And as I tell, right now, your people about the great relationship between Lord Jesus.
当我现在告诉你的百姓关于主耶稣基督和圣灵的关系。
Thank you, Lord.
主，谢谢你。
Thank you for giving me the honor.
谢谢你给我这样的荣幸。然后这样特权。
To tell this little part.
能够来讲解这一小部分。
I know.
我知道。
There's so much knowledge about this that I still do not know.
所以这方面的知识是这么丰富，我没有完全知道。
So help me, please.
所以帮助，求圣灵来帮助。
Let me present the ultimate truth.
让我能够呈现你最终的事实。
Find out the most important thing about that relationship.
指出你们关系中最重要的事。
To your people.
给你们百姓，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So, I want to start first that the Holy Spirit is also a God.
我必须要先指出，圣灵也是神。
And that I can point out to you that that He is God because it is very beginning in the book of Genesis 1:28.
在创世纪很早很早以前，创世纪第一章的时候，
就是 Until verse 1:28 says, "Let us."
这里他说，让我们
make man in our image, according to our likeness.
照神的形象来造人。
That was the first time that is mentioned about us.
那里说到让我们复数。
And that us, who is that us then?
在那里的我们是指的谁？
So, Holy Spirit has always been from the beginning.
从一开始圣灵就是与主。
From God that
you know. 神同在的。
The us represent God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
这让我们，这个我们指的是圣父、圣子。圣灵
and then as it is, the whole Old Testament doesn't speak very much about even God the Son, and very few mentioning here and there about God the Holy Spirit.
就旧约里面呢，很少的提到就是圣子，那还有很少提到圣灵。
That we must hold to heart.
所以我们一定要牢牢的。
So if we believe in God the Father, we also must similarly believe.God the Son and God the Holy Spirit.
我们要牢牢在我们心里面。如果你相信圣父，你就要相信圣子和圣灵。
So, eventually, you know, you want God to show you how is it that do I pray to God the Father, do I pray to God the Son, or do I pray to God the Holy Spirit?
那你先要问自己说，我要向圣父、圣子或圣灵哪一位来祷告呢？
Because to many believers.
对很多基督徒而言
the Bible is full of controversy. There are many differences. He'll say he like this and they say like that. What's happening?
然后圣经这里这么说，那里那么说，到底是怎么样？
So some people they say, the more I read, the more I'm confused. That the Bible contradicts itself. I'm going to tell you, Bible does not contradict itself.
有的人就越来越糊涂，就说我圣经这里这么说，那里那么说，好像彼此矛盾。圣经永远没有。
Perhaps your God, my God, wants to show you that when you read the Bible, you have to approach it with a different mindset, not your average 21st century 2022 kind of mindset, but to read the Bible with a different mindset.
神要让我们知道，我们读圣经的时候要带着不同的思维，不是我们现在21世纪的这样子的思维来读圣经。
So I want to just very generally mention to you that though the Holy Spirit is never mentioned by name, but in places where prophecy is given.
就是说虽然圣灵没有到处都提到圣灵圣灵这个名字，但是当一个预言给出来的时候，
You can look at all the prophecies in the Old Testament. They must be inspired by the Holy Spirit.
所有的预言，整本圣经所有的预言发出，一定是圣灵感动的。
So I'm going to tell you just roughly one prophecy.
所以我大略的跟你们讲到一个预言。
The enemy of God's people were the enemy of God's people hire a prophet to curse them.
就是那个神的百姓的敌人呢、啊，他们去雇用了一个先知来咒诅他们。巴勒就花钱
yeah, and curse
请巴兰这个先知来咒诅以色列百姓
the prophet could not do anything.
那个先知什么都不能做
In fact, the prophet still is under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to bless Israel.
这个先知呢他还是受到圣灵的管理跟感动他说出来的还是祝福以色列的话
so, That prophecy that was given is a prophecy inspired by the Holy Spirit.
所以那个预言呢，是圣灵感动而说出来的预言。
We are look at it, Numbers 24:17-19.
民数记24:17-19
节。I see him, that's Jesus, but not now. I behold him, Jesus, and he's not here. A star shall come up Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and battle the brow of Moab, and destroy all the sons of Tamar.
我看见，我看他却不在现世；我望他却不在近日。有心要出于雅各，有杖要兴于以色列，必打破摩押的四角，毁坏扰乱之子。他必得，就这先打住。
So this prophecy is given by a prophet hired by Israel enemy to curse, but there's no cursing in here.
这一段预言呢，是一个先知，人家是他。以色列敌人花钱雇用他要来咒诅以色列人，但是这里没有咒诅。
In fact, instead,
那就相反的。
The future, the prophetic future of Israel was made known to Moab the enemy.
所以以色列的未来呢，就被这个摩押所起的先知说出来了。
Yeah. The prophet, this false prophet, under the inspiration, even no matter how false he is, still under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, say about that you know, Israel, that there is a star coming out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel.
这个先知不管他多么的怪，多么的虚假，但是在圣灵感动下，他就说出来说，有心要出于雅各，有杖要兴于以色列。
And that the whole nation of Moab that was hired, that they hired the false prophet will be destroyed. The outcome of the nation.
反而是那个花钱雇用这先知的摩押呀，他必打破摩押的四角，毁坏扰乱之子。
And that there's a true announcing of a Messiah coming out of Israel.
所以他也预言有一个弥赛亚要出于以色列。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Another one I want to show to you.
另外一处
that is also contained in 1 Peter 1:10-11.
在记载在彼得前书那个一章10-11节。
I shall read this and then I shall explain.
那我就读这个，然后解释。
Of this salvation, the prophet says, "Inquire and search carefully, who prophesies of the grace that will come to you." 11. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating.When he testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glories that will follow.
论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知，早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候。听起来好像很复杂
Actually, it's very simple.
很简单其实
Peter is trying to tell you and me
彼得是试着告诉你我们
that the prophets of old
就古时候的这些预言
when they don't have the spirit of God
因为当他们没有神的灵的时候
who is the spirit of God
谁是神的灵就是圣灵
the prophet of old they can only prophesize they can only see vaguely what God wants them to see
他们只能就这样预言，然后模模糊糊的看见神要他们看见。
And they will tell you that what they see.
他们呢看见什么？虽然模糊，他就把他们看见的告诉他们。
But now this is what Peter said.
但是现在呢
，that the Spirit of Christ
基督的灵
is with those who believe in him.
是与基督的灵与那些相信他的人同在。基督的灵
would indicate to you
会来指示你
and testify to you
来向你做见证。
Even the suffering of Christ that you have not seen. When Peter wrote this, it was many, many years after the Lord was already gone to Calvary and already ascended.
就说彼得前书写这个时候，那已经是耶稣受死然后复活又升天了之后写的。这里他是说预先证明基督受苦难。
Say that now you have the Spirit of God, you would be able to know.
你现在既然有基督的灵，你就能够知道，能够感受到。
What Jesus has done for you.
耶稣为你做了什么。
How? Because the Spirit of Christ is within you.
基督的灵在你里面。
So what is the Spirit of Christ? Is it the Holy Spirit?
基督的灵是什么？
All spirits,
the
Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, they can say they are most identical.
就是说，在保罗书信里面，你也看出来，基督的灵和圣灵两个是隔是同一致的。
In many years, for many years, I kept asking myself, should I pray the Holy Spirit? Should I ask in the name of the Holy Spirit? Wouldn't I make Jesus very small? I'll explain to you further. Okay.
就是说曾经我也有过这样子的问题，我到底是应该向谁祷告，向圣灵祷告是不是就让基督好变小了等等的，
向圣父祷告吗？
向圣父祷告吗？
About Jesus Christ and also now we want to have this all clear.
我们今天要把这些都讲清楚。
Because believers cannot live me, me, who, you know, just live a life of Christianity. That to me is
基督徒不能糊里糊涂迷迷糊糊的。
That to me is quite
对，这不好的，要今天一定要讲清楚。
So Peter says to us,
彼得在这里告诉我
you Christ,
你有基督的灵，因为你每个信耶稣基督的都已经接我们接受了基督的灵在我们的心里面，谁住在你里面？圣
灵。The Spirit of Christ will be able to make known to you things of God, is it not?
所以基督的灵就是圣灵，它会让你明白属神的事。
You are not like those.
你不像那些
before those who don't have the Spirit of God, they have to depend on the prophet to tell them something.
在旧约的时候，那些人里面没有圣灵，他们只能靠着先知来告诉他。
Yeah, and even the prophet, when the revelation is not really firm or solid, they can only tell you in parts.
所以旧约的先知，如果他们的启示不是那么的坚固，不是那么只是片面的，他们也只能告诉你片段段。
Now,
但是现在
of God lives in
神的灵住在你里面。
How big or how small that Spirit of God within you, it all depends on you, correct?
然后你里面的灵多的灵丰富还是渺小，那都在乎于你自己。
I want to indicate to you that
我要向你
anything
告诉你
of Jesus Christ,
所有关乎耶稣基督的事
even since the day he was born.
自从他生的那一天
has always involved the Holy Spirit.
都是他诞生都是关乎圣灵。
In fact, anybody that is chosen to announce God's birth is also must be filled with the Spirit.
所有选择来宣告他的降生的那个都必须圣灵在。
So therefore,
圣灵在里面。
It tells us today that if you don't want the Holy Spirit, Amen.
所以如果我们不要圣灵，那
Oh, we put him as a very we have to, because God will tell us more that we have to be really real with the Spirit of God in our lives.
所以神告诉我们，我们对于神的灵，我们必须很认真的。
Must be sensitive. At least be sensitive. And then you must really want it.
你要忠实的要他。
So that he can grow. He can perfect what he wants to do in you.So before Jesus came on the
earth,
someone that was chosen to announce him,
就已经有人在宣告了。
And that is John the Baptist.
就施洗约翰。
Yes, John the Baptist could be any ordinary man.
施洗约翰可能是一个平凡的人。
Except this thing that is very much in John the Baptist.
但是在施洗约翰里面呢，他是满了这样子的意念。
But you must understand, this is before Pentecost.
这件事情发生是在五旬节之前。
He's chosen and he excelled.
他已经约施洗约翰被拣选，然 然后他就很卓越的在他的任务上面。
Jesus finally, though Jesus in another way say, all of us are greater than John the Baptist in the kingdom of God.
耶稣虽然是讲过说，在神国度里面的最小的都比施洗约翰大。
But we want to say about John the Baptist's life.
我们现在要先提到这个耶稣基督的先锋，施洗约翰他的一生。
And I want to mention to you and let you know that before John the Baptist was conceived in Elizabeth's womb, this is what happened.
就是说，在施洗约翰在他母亲伊丽莎白的肚子里面承孕之前就发生了这个事情。
Luke 1:15,
那路加福音就他是先锋，他是耶稣基督先锋。路加福音一章
，It was really warned by God to his mother.
就是说，他那个是母亲怀了他。
No, the spirit really warned the mother before he was born that he shall neither drink wine nor strong drink.And he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb.
这里讲到淡酒浓酒，他淡酒浓酒都不喝，从母腹里就被圣灵充满。
Yeah, most important was that he was already filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb.
就被圣灵充满了，在母亲的腹中就已经被圣灵充满。
There are also two quite many special men chosen by God. Before they were born, their mothers that carried them already know that this son actually is dedicated.
很多人那个孩子还没生在母腹中，母亲就知道这个孩子是特别是要献给神的。
Amen. And also to you know, even not only John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit, but his father and mother too.
对他的妈妈伊丽莎白，爸爸那个撒加利亚都一样，都是被圣灵。
Yeah, I don't have it here, but Elizabeth was filled in Luke 1:42, and also to Zechariah, which is the father. Luke 1:67 is also talk about he being filled with the Holy Spirit.
对，在这里，在路加福音一章那里都讲很清楚，这里没有。但是讲到伊丽莎白被圣灵充满，还有他的父亲撒加利亚也被圣灵充满。我们星期五晚上有提到。
So this thing about.Filled with the Holy Spirit,
这个被圣灵充满
such an important thing.
是非常重要的一件事情。
I'm sure that you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
是你们要被圣灵充满。
Yeah, and being filled with the Holy Spirit doesn't mean that the Spirit doesn't leak. You do leak.
就被圣灵充满不表示圣灵有时候不泄而泄，他会，他有时候会漏了。
Because you.Oh no, you feel it and then you just ignore it, right?
有时候你觉得，有时候你忽视它，它是在那里，但是你忽略它，它就这么的
少。Not only the Lord, but His forerunner must be.
他的先锋，施洗约翰都要被圣灵充满。
那就要 talk about the Lord Himself.
我们先要讲到主他自己。
That is the relationship between God and the Holy Spirit.
这就是讲到那个他们的关系是跟圣灵的关系。
And I'll talk about the Lord's conception in Matthew 1:20.
讲到主他在母亲的承孕的时候。
Yeah.
马太福音1:20.
And I just took Joseph the son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary the wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
这就天使来对那个约瑟他那个耶稣肉身的父亲说。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因他所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。”
And I want to go on to Luke 1:35.
接着是路加福音1:31，很清楚的宣告关于我们主耶稣基督的降生。
And the angels answered and said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One, who is reborn, will be called the Son of God."
天使回答那个玛利亚，他说：“圣灵要降，要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。”
Yeah. So, if anybody asks you, "How is Jesus born?"
如果有人问你说耶稣是怎么诞生的
，Ask you to explain，
叫你请你解释。
Here's the verse for you to explain。
这里有一节你可以来。
You must remember，
你一定要记得。
Jesus' birth，
耶稣的诞生。
How he was conceived，
他是如何成孕
？Is not like the way that she will conceive.
不是一般人的肉身的这样子的承运。
Holy Spirit
是圣灵。
God 圣灵。Come upon Mary.
要临到玛利亚。
And the power of the Most High God
的能力要荫庇她。
And before even he was born, he's called the Holy One.
他还没生之前，天使已经说他是圣者。
And he will be called the Son of God.
亦称为神的儿子。
Right? So you will know that God's conception is so involved with the Holy Spirit.
我们主耶稣他的承运是跟圣灵大有关系。
It was as if Holy Spirit put into Mary's womb.
是好像圣灵把这个胎放在玛利亚的腹中。
The immaculate birth.
是非常超自然的一个诞生。
So to some people,Jesus is born of a woman. So what is so different from Jesus born of a woman and we born of? That's a difference here.
就是说，耶稣也是女人所生，我们也是女人所生，那有什么不同？这里就大不同。
This is a true statement.
这个是圣经里面的证见证，见证是那个耶稣的受孕跟诞生。
Now, Jesus then grew up as a child.
那耶稣他就成长成一个小孩子。
And then in Luke 2:40.
路加福音二章四十
节，
孩子渐渐长大。
And what do you say? And the child, Jesus, grew and became strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom and grace.
强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
Was filled with the spirit.
就说他说强健起来，其实英文是强健，在灵里强健起来。
Right.Yes, and because of that, because it's filled with the Spirit, therefore he has the wisdom and the grace of God.
就有充满智慧并有神的恩惠在他身上。
If you have any, you have boyfriends, girlfriend, or husband, and even children, and you can see that they are a little bit dull, you know, you want to say, Lord, Holy Spirit, come fall upon them, right?
所以如果你家里有小孩子，你觉得他好像有一点，那就是有点
不清楚。
有点糊涂的，有点傻傻的，你就很好说，神啊，求你的灵降临在他身上，他就会有智慧，赐他智慧。
This is written here.
在这里写的。
This is how Jesus grew.
他的灵，圣灵，他充满了圣灵，他就强健起来，然后就成长。
So Jesus was specially conceived by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣是。圣灵感孕的
，and also when he was growing up, he was filled with the Spirit.
他成长的时候，他的圣灵是充满他的。
Because he was that, therefore he was filled with wisdom and filled.
因为他强健在灵里很强健，所以他充满了智慧。
Let us imagine that. So where's the Holy Spirit in Jesus when he was a child?
那耶稣是小孩子的时候，圣灵在哪里？在他里面。
He's in him.
在他里面。
And then,
然后。
Next one,
下一个
At 30 years, he was baptized.
他三十岁出道的时候，他首先去受了水洗。
And then we look from Luke 3:20.
所以看到那个耶稣他怎么受洗，路加福音三章二十二节。
Yeah. And the Spirit descended in bodily like form, like a dove upon him, and the voice from heaven cried, "You are my beloved son, and you are my beloved."
圣灵降临在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上来说：“你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”
And also John 1:32.
约翰福音一章三十二、三十三节。
And John bore witness saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained on him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him.'" This is he baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那约翰，施洗约翰又做见证说：“我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说：‘你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。’”
So I want to ask you a question.
所以要问你们一个问题
：Who baptized you with the Holy Spirit?
是谁？用圣灵来给你施洗的，这里讲得很清楚。
Jesus
就是耶稣
，the Holy Spirit came upon him，
圣灵降临在他身上。
And Paul and John witness，
施洗约翰做见证。
And then John the Baptist said， when you see the Holy Spirit falling upon that person， he is the one that is able to baptize you with the Holy Spirit。
对，他这里说到，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上， 谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
So when you have the Holy Spirit,
所以当你有圣灵
，Spirit came upon you,
圣灵临降在你身上，是谁用圣灵给你施洗的
？Exactly, Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督。
So he's inseparable, inseparable,
不可分别，分开。
Then you can read for yourselves in the Mark.Can also say likewise. Matthew 3:16 also say likewise.
所以马可福音也都有这样说。如果我们要读，有很多地方都讲到这个圣耶稣就是用圣灵来施洗的。
And I want to mention here that we always think that Jesus when he was on the earth, he was so divine, you know.
我们都想啊，耶稣因为他是耶稣是神的儿子嘛，所以他很神圣嘛。
Yeah, he's divine, he's God.
他是神嘛。
But he's also Son of Man, Son of God.
他是神的儿子，他也是人的儿子。
But what makes him to not commit sin?
那为什么他没有犯罪
？What makes him to be able to come against temptation?
他如何抵挡这个试探
？Or especially it's his experience and his experience and his relationship.The Holy Spirit.
因为这是他与圣灵这样的关系，他是像个人一样，也会受到凡事受到。
And before I even mention how he's like a man, I would say he after he was baptized, then he was compelled by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted 40 days.
是，当我们看到圣经记载说他受洗之后呢，那就是圣灵把他推到旷野去，在那里40天受试探。
So who compelled him? Holy Spirit.
谁推逼他？就这里讲到，耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野40天受魔鬼试探。
Led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
是圣灵引导他。
And then when he returned,
当他回来的时候
，when he come out of that temptation 40 days,
他四十天受到魔鬼的试探之后
，That's when people talk about fasting.Something is very important to fast.
禁食是真的很重要。
Jesus fasted and went into the wilderness.
去那个是去旷野，他是禁食了。
Yeah. And then he came out.
他从那里出来了。
Out of it, returned to the power of the Spirit to Galilee.
所以他就是充满了满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利。
Okay. So I want to mention this difficult question here.If Jesus Christ, while on this earth,
所以我丢这个问题出来。耶稣基督在世上的时候
，Son of God, Son of Man,
他是神的儿子，他是人的儿人子。
The Son of Man, he's not possible for him not to be tempted and to commit sin. But how could he not?
就是说，既然是神子又人子，他不可能避免受试探。但他如何能够不被试探
？Because he and the Holy Spirit is so together.
因为他与神的灵是如此的连结，
you know, and that,
不可分。
That is, I want to say, sometimes you cannot divide who is who. Okay,
如此紧密的连结，所以分不清谁是人子还是圣灵。
Is it possible for us?
那对我们来说，我们也可能有这样的状态吗
？Jesus promised us that.How he is while he was on this earth, he promised us that we can be. How can we not be, right?
所以我们可以是这样子吗？但是耶稣有应许我们，他在世上怎么样，我们也可以怎么样。
Perhaps we have not really paid much attention or notice to the power of the Holy Spirit upon our lives.
所以很可能是我们对于圣灵的能力，我们不够给他足够的注意力。在我们身上
so let us remember this.
所以我们要记住这一点
You want to grow up to be a strong and good believer and wonderful
你想要成长成为一个非常好的基督徒
It's very hard for you to say I just do it on my own might on my own righteousness
就是说我靠着我自己的意我要把它做成
You must get to know the Holy Spirit
你必须要知道圣灵
And know his ways
知道他的方法
And know his what he likes, right?
知道圣灵喜欢什么。
You want to be close to somebody, but know what that person.
你要跟谁亲近，一定要知道他喜欢什么。
If I like curry and you don't like curry, we go and eat your eat separate food, right?
对呀，
是
口味不同，就是口味不同。有人要吃咖喱，有人就是不吃咖喱。两个饮食不一样。
And then every day in the house we continue to fight. When are we gonna have a fellowship? Yeah.
对，如果在家里面的争执多过于 是交通，那怎么能够？
The Holy Spirit lives in us.
圣灵住在我们里面。
He will continue to fight with us. He will give way to us. You want to do this? Go ahead.
如果我们经常要与圣灵相争，他是会就是啊，就我就放了。
Rather, we say we give way to you, Holy Spirit. Tell me, even though it's very hard.
对呀，但我们应该是向圣灵说，让你。
Yes. Yes. Because He will never lead us any other way except do God's way.
因为圣灵他除了带领我们行神的照神的方法去做，他不会带领别的。
Amen. So I'm to read 18, Luke 4:18. Okay.
我们讲到路加福音四章十八节。
With Jesus, after he was empowered by the Holy Spirit, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me."He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to bring liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
十四节讲到说耶稣是满有圣灵的能力回到加利利，十八节就讲到主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
We can invite people to come to know God.
我们可以邀请人来认识
神。Accept Jesus Christ as the Lord.
接受耶稣成为他个人的救主。
Truly,
truly, 真实真实的。
To make them love God and to change their life is only Holy Spirit.
真实的能够帮助他们来。爱神爱主改变生命只有圣灵。
Of course, it takes us to invite.
我们能做的就只是邀请而已。
Invitation,
邀请之后就为他祷告。
The Holy Spirit come mightily upon them.
圣灵就会大大的引导这样子慕道的朋友。
Yeah, so I just borrow Pastor Melanie's word. He says, "Unless the Spirit work, how can we save people?" I agree.
但是不是圣灵感动，谁能够称耶稣为主？
But let us do the work.
让我们做这个
工作，
我们去邀请，然后让圣灵来继续做这个工作。
Yeah.
是。
Now, so next one I will talk about Jesus' mission. The Lord's earthly mission.
我们讲到耶稣在世的时候，他在地上，他有他的事工。
I just mentioned a few.
就几几点，耶稣在世时候他所做的。
Like John 5:34,
约翰福音五章三十四节
，Jesus always proclaimed,
耶稣都这样
"I see what the Father is doing, and I'll do."
他总是说，我看父怎么做，我就怎
么做。I'll ask you, He's Son of Man, right?
他是人子。
How could He always know what the Father wants Him to do?
他怎么老是知道神要怎么做呢？他
There is one person that is so great in Jesus' life,
但是。在耶稣的生命里面有一位这么伟大的
，They always communicate to him what the Father wants.
总是他紧密的交通，告诉他父要什么。
Who is that one?
那一位是谁
？Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus is so identical.
所以耶稣跟圣灵已经是
The Holy Spirit
一致的。
Communicates, able to communicate with me and with the Father. Therefore, I know what the Father wants.
Because 圣灵
能够万事，
圣灵告诉他是神做什么，他都完全知道。
Therefore, John 5:34 says.
所以约翰福音五章三十四节
I do not receive testimony from man.
我所受的见证不是从人来的。
But I say these things that you may be saved.
然而我说这些话是要叫你们。
And then Luke 4:21 says, "This scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
耶稣跟他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
Our Lord, when He was on the earth,
我们的主当他们在世上
，You know His job is only a car.
他的工作就是
，But He is full of the glory of scriptures in His life.
在他生命里面是满有神的荣耀。
There's two ways of knowing scripture.
那有两个方法来认识圣经。
Most believers just read it.
很多基督徒就是只是读。
But there are some that reads and understand it.
但有的人呢，不只读，他还明白。
I believe my Lord when He was on earth, not only did He read Scripture every day.
主耶稣在世的时候，他不单只是读读这个旧约圣经，他领受。
But you seek the understanding of the Torah from the Holy Spirit to open up the
scripture.
You and me can read scripture every day.
我们可以每天读。
We can read even books by books.
我们可以一章一节
一节。If the Holy Spirit do not open the scripture up to you,
如果圣灵不把这个书卷向我们解开
I'm not saying anything that is insulting. It is sometimes when you're very tired and you have to read scripture, it's like black dots on white paper. Correct?
如果你很累的会逼自己读圣经，就是白纸黑字而已。
But when the Holy Spirit comes,
但是圣灵来
the illumination from him,
那个光照一引导
like this,
就被解开，你就明白了。
And then next one, Matthew 12:28.
就马太福音12:28
It says, if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then surely the kingdom of God has come upon you.
那这里也有讲到他的服事，耶稣的服事里面也有赶鬼。他说：“我若靠着神的灵赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们了。”
In everything that he goes up to minister,
他去服事的每一件事
，pray for the sick,
他的医治
，raising the dead,
使死人复活
，even just talking to anybody.
就甚至于只是跟谁交谈，
他总是满了
圣灵。
所以
他，我们问自己
，How can I live without the Holy Spirit？
我们讲的可能没有圣灵。
If the God that I love and believe in，
我爱所信的这位神
，is so filled with the Holy Spirit， how can I
如此的被圣灵所充满？那我怎么能够没有呢？
So that was a good question to ask each other.
这是很好的问题，我们要问问自己。
So every time we do something,
we
are not able to understand, or even go further. We say, Spirit of God,
我们不清楚就问神的灵，圣灵求你来帮助我。
Even teach me how, teach me how to pray,
right? 如何祷告
？Yes, something, Spirit of God, help me.
就求神的灵来帮助我。
Praise the Lord. Now, so I'm going to mention a little bit about John 5, okay, and 19:20-30. Jesus, without a shadow of doubt, can say this.
那耶稣毫无疑问，他可以如此说。
He says, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does like that.
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么。唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。
I agree that Jesus has a great relationship with God the Father.
主耶稣跟父神有很美好的关系。
But if I take from the position that it is only Son of Man,
但是如果我单看他是人子这个父
，How did he know this relationship with the Father? How did he get this relationship?
他如何能够得到这个人与神的
？Unless the Holy Spirit in continue.
在他里面的圣灵一直的去一直的感动他
Yes, of course he's also the Son of God.
当然他也是神子
但
他在地上
He is so fair. I mean, he's a man that he cannot sin. If he sin, if he go to the cross, everything is in vain, right?
就是说因为他在世上他既是神子又是人子他是人子但他不能犯罪他如果犯了罪他上十字架也没有用
Useless.Right, so we must understand. We must
live.
How do we live a good life and a real life unless the Holy Spirit?
我们如何能够在世上活出一个非常好的生命呢？除非圣灵在里面。
We believe that He is genuinely human.
我们相信耶稣他是真真实实的人。
He has also an emotional life.
他也有他的情感。
Mark 9:36 tells us.
对。那在马可福音9:26
you know, one is,
26节这么说
No, just follow on some time. He took up the child and hold it in his arms, right?
他不是看到小孩子他就把他抱起来吗
We also put, the Bible did tell about when he went to see Lazarus, he says he loved them.
就讲到说耶稣去看那个已死的拉撒路的时候他害这个家庭
And then you also, the Bible also expressed that he was angered and he was Also,
显得他也会伤心，他也会愤怒。
And then when people, humiliate him, you know, spurn him,
对，就是屈辱他，然后藐视他，嘲笑他。
He was able to maintain his decorum.
他也能够不为所动。
I believe part of it is through experiencing the Holy Spirit.
因为他真实的经历了圣灵。
Amen. So all to you so really genuinely human.
他是真实的一个人。
And therefore he's relationship with the Father, there must be a connector there.
就他跟父的关系中间是有个连接的，这连接的就是圣灵。
He can always tell you and me that he won't do nothing.
所以他可以这样说，他说他不靠不凭自己，他不做什么，他只有看见父所做的才是。
We can also in like manner.
我们今天也可以这样子的效法。
Not only knowing scripture,
不单是只是知道圣经。
But the power of the Holy Spirit.
透过圣灵的能力。
We can do things.
我们也可以做事情。
Other people may not even think of doing it.
可能都不会想要做的。
But the Holy Spirit
can give it
to us, which makes us be able to understand it.
圣灵来启示我们，所以我们就明白。
Jesus Christ is our example.
耶稣基督是我们的最
好的榜样。
当他在世上的时候，他的关系
with the Father
与圣与父
through the Holy Spirit,
然后借着圣灵的关系
we can also
来完全认识圣父。
I'll encourage you on that.
我们也要鼓励大家，圣灵是很宝贵的。
Before Jesus left,
所以耶稣升天之前
，He promised us.
他应许了我们。
What did He promise us?
他应许了我们什么
？Yeah, let us look at it.
我们一起来看。
And I want to read it from John 14.
就约翰福音十四章这里写的。
Okay, I want to start from 20.
就从二十节开始。
It says the Helper, Holy Spirit.
他这里到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，
yeah.
你们在我里面。
Oh, sorry, 26, sorry.
从二十六节， yeah. 他直接跳到二十六节，十四章二十六节。
Yeah.
但保惠师，对，
保惠师。When the Father was sent in my name, He will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance all things I said to you.
就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
If you have the Holy Spirit,
如果你有圣灵
，and you sincerely ask,
你真诚的来求他，
wait,
你等候。
Wait.
你等候
，Luckily, an answer will be on the way for you.
你好好的来祈求，等候他的答案一定会
啊 ，by the way,
会开启，送他一定有答案之下。嗯
，And then John 16:12-14.
那约翰福音十六章十二到十四节，这
I want to say that I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。
And Spirit truth comes, He will guide you into all truth.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
He will not speak of my own authority.
他不是凭自己说。
Whatever he hears, he will speak.
乃是把他听见的都说出来。
And He will tell you things to come.
并要把将来的事告诉你们。
And what does our Holy Spirit always do? He always glorifies Jesus Christ.
那圣灵做的，他总是荣耀耶稣，他要荣耀我。因为他要将受于我的告诉你们
and then you will take what is mine and declare it to you.
是，他是从主那里领受，他就告诉你。
By this word, I can tell you.
借这些话，我可以告诉你。
The Spirit of Jesus and the Holy Spirit are they not one?
就是说，基督的灵和圣灵岂不就是合而为就是一吗
？I read this for you today. For He will not speak of His own authority.
他不是凭着自己说的
，But whatever he hears, he will speak.
乃是把他所听见的都说出
来，
并要把将来的事告诉你。
Yeah, and then next one, I think there's another one. He will take of what mine to declare to you.
他要将授予我的告诉你。
Yeah, that he will take of what is mine to declare to you.
他要将授予从我那里领受的来告诉你。
Spirit of God.
神的灵、基督的灵、圣灵都是同样的，
Amen.
都是一的。
There are many things also too that happens in the Lord's life.
Who
raised Jesus from the tomb?
是谁使得耶稣从在坟墓里面复活起来
？Romans 8:11 says.
在罗马书八章十一节讲得很清楚。
But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，圣灵使你们必死的身体又复活了。
I believe you want the working of miracles, raising the dead,
要叫死人复活，
to trust the Holy Spirit.
一定要倚靠圣灵来做。
Spirit is being left for us.
因为圣灵已经住在我们心里。
Yeah, I give you a very beautiful gift, you know.
我给你一个非常美丽的礼物。
But it's still in a package, not even on time. Sit down there.
然后就放在一旁，你也不
拆开。What's the use of the gift, right?
对呀、
啊。Unless you open it and use it,
你不打开来，不来使用，那礼物跟你没关系啊。圣灵在我们生命也是这样的。
But now I'm wrapping it.
我们都把它们包装的好好的放在一边。你要把它真的是解开来，真是在我们生命里面好好的让圣灵来运行。
And who makes us alive?
是谁使我们能够存活
？1 Peter 3:18.
彼得前书三章十八节
Yeah, he says, so Christ also suffered once for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, and be put to death in the flesh, but make alive by the Spirit.
因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，他为要引我们到神面前，按着肉体说他被治死，按着灵性说他复活了。
Now,Those of you who don't have the Holy Spirit,
那些没有圣灵
，I mean, not about the your salvation, the empowering
okay,
of the Holy Spirit.
这说的不是讲那个信耶稣内住的圣灵，而是讲没有领受从上头来的圣灵的能力。
You wonder,
你会觉得很奇怪。
Don't wonder anymore.
不要你不用
奇怪。11:13,
在路加福音十一章这里说的很清楚。11:13。
This is the true word of the Lord.
这是主真实的话语。
If you then being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children.
尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
How much more the Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him, aren't
they? 何况天父岂不更加圣灵给求他的人吗
？If you want the Holy Spirit,
如果你要圣灵
，and you ask Him for it,
你要向他求。
We being not God, we are human beings. We know how to make good things.
我们都不好，我们都知道要拿好东西给自己的儿女。何况天父，他岂不把最好的好东西赠给
你 ？Every time you ask God, and it's good things, good things. Believe He will give you.
相信他就要赐给你。
Believe that He will do things for you.
你就相信他会为你做成。
This is you can meditate that statement and say, God, I believe you.
Will give you.你就要相信，另外一处马太福音说，岂不把好东西给你？圣灵是好东西，是最好的。
So, okay. So Acts 1:4-5 and 8.
使徒行传一章四节五节，就是我们常常用的那节第八节，就讲到圣灵。
Command her to depart, but wait for the promise of the Father.
这里讲到耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷。要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。
John baptizing water, but
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日要受圣灵的洗。不多几日。
Talking about the return of the Lord, I will be very fast.
然后接着我们也讲到耶稣基督要再来。
Actually, the scenario of the last days of the end times.It's all in the control of Holy Spirit.
所以我跟你在末世的时候，最后的日子里面，其实一切都是圣灵在掌管。
I cannot go deeper in it, but I just mentioned to you.
我没有办法讲得很深，我只能提一下。
Thessalonians 2 first.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书这里呀，有讲到。
Yeah, right. It says, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work."Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way.
就是因为那不法的有意已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的，等到那拦阻的被除去。
You see any lawlessness in the world now?
你在这世界有没有看到很多不法的事
？There should be in Richmond, right?
在昨天 ，Richmond 发生了爆枪战。
Anything USA,
美国，
对，昨天教会。
You can go into the store and steal.Less than $938, according to my good brother William Zeng.
没有，他说只要1000块以下，900多块就可以。
Yeah.
就说你去美国商店，你只要 你公然的就掠夺930几块，不超过1000块就可以走出去。
Go every day and steal, you know? Go every day and steal.
你每可以每天去拿个900多块钱，是合法的。然后你是非法的。如果店主告诉你你不可以拿走，他是非法的。
And you have let your car follow you, and I carjack you.
然后他有说我喜欢你的车，我就跟着你，我就要夺抢劫你的车。
And then the other day was shown in the Skytrain, I mean not our Skytrain, but their
有一天他们的可能
他们的 yes, and, you know, a young girl, somebody come up, pull the hair, everybody sit down there, pretend nothing happened.
就有人去抓人家头发，但没有人动。
Chinatown in
在华人街这样子。
Yeah.There's so much lawlessness in the world.
完全是不法的事情，到处都是。
You know, yet we are still not quite affected.
没有吗？
Yet no. Let me.
我们还没有完全的被影响到。
You know why?
Well,
once the restrainer, the Holy Spirit is taken away, you're going to see even more.
我告诉你，等到这个圣灵离开了之后，这男主这不法的离开，你就看着。看得更多
Once, let me tell you, the restrainer, the Holy Spirit is still on the earth. Because it lives in us.
圣灵现在住在我们里面。
It lives in us.
圣徒还没被
弃，
所以圣灵还在这里。
When all of us,
当这个圣灵他阻挡这不法的，他不在的时候，你等着瞧，这个世界就毁灭。
As you faithfully pray for protection for your children, as you faithfully pray,
你忠实的，为你的孩子来祷告。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵在里面。
The great one.
他是那个伟大的圣灵在那。下一个。
The coming of lawlessness is one according to the works of Satan. It's Satan who's doing this.
这不法的人来是造撒旦的
运动，造撒旦。
行各样的异能
神迹。Unrighteous deception.
一切虚假的歧视。
But it's only among those who perish.
是那些沉沦之人。身上越来越多
些。You know, the truth is so askew, the truth is so twisted that you don't know anymore what's true.
真理已经如此的这样子被扭曲，你都不知道什么是真理。
Satan.
是谁做成的？撒旦做成的。
A person can do something like this? Not impossible. Not possible. It's possible.
你们讲不可能，这些是不可能，现在可能。那吸毒，持有毒品现在是合法的。
You know why? And for this reason, God will send a strength, a strong illusion.
就因为是这个原因，所以神就让他们生发一个错误的心。
You know, God is so powerful.
神是这么大有
能力。He can send you a lie, and you're going to believe in it.
如果他送一个那个谎言来，你都相信。
The spirit of lie come upon you. You're going to believe.
谎言的灵在你身上，他可以这样讲各样的谎话，你都会相信。
You believe unrighteousness more than truth in your life.
因为在这个生命不信真理，到喜爱不义的人。
Because we must remember that Holy Spirit, another name for the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
因为圣灵还有一个名叫真理的灵。
So if you don't appreciate the Spirit of Truth, control the ones you hear, you know,
不喜爱这个真理的灵，
you know, God let you believe in the.
然后当这个谎言在这里运行的时候，你就会相信了。
It's so someone once said, it's so very important that for a believer or for anybody, once you tell one lie, you still take.100 lies cover that lie, right?
对，没错。一个基督徒说一个谎言，你需要再讲100多谎言来遮盖。
We must always bring the truth.
一定要，真的是要讲真理。
I want to make note to all of us. There's no way we can come against the lawlessness that is in the world.
其实我们要凭己力，要来抵挡这个不法的势力在这个世界上。
The only way.Is that we bend towards the spirit of truth.
唯一的办法就是我们真的就是转向归向真理的灵。
When false lie comes,
当这个谎言来的，像这个祸从天而来，你马上就知道。
That's true, because I know what is the truth.
因为我知道真理是什么。
It's like somebody wants to test whether it is a right note or wrong. Learn to read the false note.
你要知道什么是真钞假钞，你就一直在摸真钞，就会。摸到假钞了，
So therefore you go towards the truth. You will know all the lies.
亲近接近真理，那你就会知道谎言，认出谎言。
Yes. 这样子。Holy Spirit is very involved in the last.
圣灵是很重要。
Yeah.
重要。
Amen. And also the Holy Spirit prepare the bride of Christ to be spotless and wrinkle free from
sin. 心腹成为无瑕疵无玷污。
And the Holy Spirit also to continue to bring the thirst in our heart for God.
所以圣灵不断会把我们里面渴慕神的心给加添
evermore on this day
更多更多在这样的日子里
that is not just only today that there's something set in our heart
在我们心里面
That we desire Holy Spirit to be with us. That we appreciate Him within us. And that every time that, you know, the Holy Spirit is very soft. I go to somewhere, I'm not interested in buying anything, but I'm tempted. Yeah?
你知道就去哪里然后虽然他被试探想要买什么东西
No, I don't want to buy, but I'm tempted.
他不需要买但是他被试探
But I hear a nudge from the Holy Spirit.
如果圣灵在里面有个提醒
不行 Don't go that way.
别这样子
Yes. I should learn to walk more. Bring up my leg. Bring up my leg.
赶快迈开离开迈的就
That is the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵的感动。
As you get more and more clear, His moving,
His touching, 越清楚圣灵怎么运作，他怎么感动你。
It doesn't take you very much.
然后不必花太多时间。
But if you say, nonsense, I want to, I love that one, looks so nice and da da da.
哎，这看起来很好，又打打折。
这是为什么我们还要走 ？Exactly.
没打折还是贵。
And then, in Canada.I can buy it, and if I don't like it, I bring it back. I hate it, you know.
在加拿大，反正买的不喜欢，就还了，再来退货。
No, we do not walk that way.
我们不这样行的。
We are not of the world.
我们不是属世界的。
I don't need it. Okay, thank you. Look so nice.
不需要，就再见，走人。
So we are. We should continue to be moved and touched by the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要让圣灵来吸引我们，被他来感动。
May I request that you stand up today?
好，现在请大家站起来。
And really,
真实的
first time in your life,
就有正在你人生中
Holy Spirit,
你要对圣灵说
I'm convinced. If Jesus Christ
is
in you, you need you. I need you.
我需要圣灵，圣灵啊，我需要。
I have the music. Yeah.
好像翻译的更兴奋
You see, right, Manny?
Yeah.
Honestly.
我最好的办法是，我商场都不去了，再见了。
No, I mean that. Maybe you have other things that. Yeah.
对，也许有别的事情啊，很多的引诱试探。对。
So therefore.
所以。
We invite the Holy Spirit.
我们邀请圣灵。
Spirit of God.
神的灵来。
Oh, Hallelujah.
需要，真需要。今天是五旬节，天之大开。
Amen.
真需要圣灵降下来。五旬节到了，五旬节到了，圣灵从天上降下来，
那
个应许降下来。
Let's pray.
我们心里面，我们的灵向着圣灵来敞开，来呼求圣灵的许可。
Let us cry.
让我们来向他。
Yes.
Not a
little bit.
More. 更多更多更多更多圣灵的浇灌，圣灵的降临，圣灵的充满，直到满出来，满有事的。
Spirit of God, Spirit of God, oh, that by your simple young 对呀，西格罗姆尼亚对 ，Move on me, move on me, 哦，
对不对？西格拉
，Feel me, feel me,
feel me,
feel me, 西格拉曼努尼亚对，萨拉玛尼亚对。And the other hand, the Yasana, the Yasiga, on the Rabal, the Yasoria, the Yasana, oh, the Yasana, fall upon me, fall upon me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, in the Rabal,
the Yasana, 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 the Yasana,
求他
to help you
来帮助你
of a certain need or weakness
或者你有某一些的软弱很特别的需要你就来求他现在
you have to kneel down and ask him
你要跪下来求他
if you have to
如果你必须如此祈求他不如你
And let you get out of this place when you
don't need to enter the deep of the
show. You just know God has
touched you. God has touched
you. God has touched you. That His Spirit loves. He shifts in the sea. He shifts in the sea. He shifts in the sea. Yes, Lord. Lord.Thank you for Holy Spirit. Thank you for
goodness.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Help us pray. Help us reveal to us. Oh, meet our needs in every way. Yes. Oh, Nami Shiki, yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, yes. Oh, Nami Shiki, yes. And we are suffering. Yes. Kill you, Shiki, yes. Saladam.And the sheep and the sheep is some good. He not a leader, and he said, He could put that in Sarah. He's real.
That's a gender.
Yes.Jesus cannot do without him. So,
耶稣也是一样，都是要
是吧？
我们更是需要。
There's so many of the word that speaks about him.Oh, let the fullness of the Holy Spirit
come. Yes. 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 圣灵降临在你们身上，就必得着。嗯，召唤下，召唤下，在圣灵中。
Lastly, I just want to anoint you all.
最后呢，要为大家来祷告。
Those want to be anointed.
那些
for now, and I shall just
那些要接受抹油的，
ask you that the Holy Spirit fill you more.
我就求圣灵来更多的充满你。
嗯。
我的宗教权柄呢？没说方言吗？
后面不算了吧？
对，没说过吗？
不能
用练习这个字，连线只要。